T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Josh Appel, he's an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media, and he's also the 2016 Jim Nance Award winner for broadcasting, and we love ourselves some Jim Nance on this show. He's done a lot of games this year nationally, and I do want to get to some of the teams that you looked at, but I do know, as you told me, you're going to be doing the Dolphins-Chiefs game in a few weeks, which happens to be shaping up to be something special. You buying in on the Dolphins, Josh? You've watched a lot of NFL football this season. Are you buying in on the Dolphins being as good as we think they are?
I mean, it's kind of hard not to, no? Just given the way the defense alone has been playing, special teams has been great in some place for them, too. I don't know how sustainable that is, but Tua's not really turning the ball over yet. Hasn't. I had the one fumble. But how could you not be encouraged by how they've been playing? And it's not just this year. I mean, you go back into even last year, there was a steady improvement week to week, especially in that second half of the season. I'm not the first to say that I think they have the right coach, but I think they have the right coach, and so far it looks like Tua is panning out. I don't know how much different it would be over the last few games. I'm not sure if they go on the road and they beat Arizona with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who knows? I mean, they probably, you know, pull that one out against the Rams just because of, you know, how many opportunities the defense created for the offense to score in that one, including obviously what they were able to do. But I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be encouraged by how they've been playing. I mean, isn't the one thing, I know Whittingham likes to look at point differential. Point differential for them is almost +70 right now, which is pretty remarkable.
And if you're looking at it from a sustainability standpoint, to me, the one thing that just seems like it can't continue every week is basically Tua comes on the field and he's up 7-0 every week. And you have, you know, interceptions every week. And to me, the other thing is, you know, from a schematic point of view, you hear, you know, players and coaches that come off of playing the Dolphins saying, well, we were confused. We didn't know what was going on. And I just don't know if by week 17, some team doesn't figure them out. Like, to me, like those being the things that are your positions of strength against your opposition don't feel like they can last for 17 weeks. Are you concerned at all from a sustainability standpoint that some team is going to figure out the Dolphins scheme, some team is not going to give them 7 points on offense?
Well, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, it's a league of adjustments, is it not? So somebody's going to, you know, find the one thing that finally is able to crack this defense, and it's on Brian Flores to readjust around that. I think we're seeing kind of a good example of that in Baltimore this year. I know Ronnie Stanley going out for the Ravens kind of has hampered their offense the last couple of weeks, but Lamar Jackson didn't forget how to play football this year. I think defense is just doing a better job against him than they were last year, and they've started to figure out him out a little bit. So that stuff happens in this league. Am I going to expect the Dolphins defense against Kansas City in a few weeks to hold them to like 21 points? Probably not. I think that's asking a lot of any defense. But I don't think it's unreasonable to say they can keep it going, and I think this coaching staff has proven that they're able to scheme and adjust. So I think in that sense, I think they're in a good spot.
What about the Broncos game on Sunday? Dolphins in Denver on Sunday. You can hear the game, by the way, on 560 WQAM. The Joe, Chris and I were talking about it. I mean, do you see the Dolphins right now on my site are 4-point favorites, and a lot of sites they're 3 or 3.5-point favorites. Do you see the Broncos giving the Finns any problems on Sunday, whether it's Drew Lock or Brett Rypien at quarterback?
Well, if it's Brett Rypien, no. I think Drew Lock is one of those wild cards back there where he can light you up for a couple scores and 250 yards and keep a team in it, or he can have a game like he had against the Raiders where he throws 3-4 interceptions. So you kind of know what you're going to get with Drew Lock on a given week. Jerry Jeudy's been playing well for them. And, you know, Vic Fangio, Fangs, he's always going to have something up his sleeve defensively. So it's not going to be an easy game on the road. But, I mean, this year, obviously, with not as many crowds. I think I read today that this weekend is going to be the last time Denver will have fans in the stands. And even then, mm-hmm. it's less than 6,000. So really, what kind of road environment? Normally, going to Denver this late in the season in front of that crowd is a tough road game. But I'm not sure how much that really affects this season and this Dolphins team. They seem pretty unfazed by a lot of that stuff. I don't think it'll be a particularly close game. I think the Dolphins cover pretty easily.
I'm pleased that we're having you on the show just because you said Vic Fangio,
Fangs. I was so delighted by that. I always want to give that to Don Bailey Jr. for the next game.
Josh Appel, NFL radio commentator for Sports USA Media. I want to transition away from the Dolphins. News that came in just about 10 minutes ago. The Saints have placed Drew Brees on injured reserve due to his lung issues. They announced, or it was reported today, that Taysom Hill will start in his place. I don't know if you're the biggest fan of the Taysom Hill snaps. What do you make of an entire game of it?
I don't know what the plan for that would be. Like, he hasn't played a full game at quarterback since obviously he was at BYU. And when he's asked to throw the ball, he hasn't really shown that he can make big throws necessarily. So I'm not really too sure what to expect. I'm not really in on the Taysom Hill experiment in general. I think he's just a guy that they ask to do like multiple things, and any athletic guy can probably do what he does. Like, if you ask Malcolm Perry to go to New Orleans and do what Taysom Hill does, I think Malcolm Perry could do a pretty decent job at that. I think the Taysom Hill infatuation there is kind of odd, but Sean Payton's also a lot smarter than I am. So, I mean, I guess I'll give him benefit of the doubt and see how it goes, but I'm not too confident in that. And, you know, my first thought when I read that, just about how Jameis wasn't getting a lot of practice reps as the starter, I wonder how much of that has to do with gamesmanship. Because I feel like if you were going to go into your next game with Taysom Hill as your starting quarterback, you probably would have put him in at quarterback the previous week, no? Unless they just didn't have a full game's worth of plays to run for Taysom Hill as they did with Jameis Winston. I would roll the dice with Jameis Winston. That's just me. But I'm not too confident that's going to go well for New Orleans.
It's very obvious you would go roll the dice with Jameis Winston after you just said Malcolm Perry could do what Taysom Hill is doing in New Orleans.
I think it's the guy. I don't get it.
He goes, it's funny. He goes, I'm going to give Sean Payton the benefit of the doubt, but Malcolm Perry could do what Taysom Hill is doing for $50 million less.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah. Well,
one of the games you've done this season, you did a Seahawks game. We watched Russell Wilson last night. Is he your league MVP right now?
I think after last night, I think he's put himself back in that conversation. I think he had a really tough couple of weeks before last night, but the way he started this season and the way he was just pinpoint with everything. When I saw him in week one, they played the Falcons. Obviously, we know what happened with the Falcons, Dan Quinn getting fired and whatnot, and their defense has been a dumpster fire for pretty much the last couple of seasons. But Russ was untouchable in that game, and he was really untouchable until he played Buffalo. That would be my pick right now, but I think Kyler's in that conversation. I think Josh Allen is in that conversation too. But if you're asking me today, I'd probably go Russell Wilson.
Just to bolster Josh's Taysom Hill argument, so far this season, Taysom Hill is 4 of 5 passing for 86 yards. I mean, Malcolm,
but that's not what they ask him to do. Like,
I know.
That's not
okay. But like, when has he thrown more than 10 passes in a season? Right?
I mean, but he hasn't been. That's not his role. I mean, it's just not his role.
But that's precisely the point. Is that you're trusting
right.
this guy who executes this very limited role into throwing 30 times a game? Right? It's an entirely different skill set.
I want to know what the
and
prop
honestly,
bet is
he
for
was...
Taysom Hill rushing yards. I want the over.
Honestly, was he even that good in college? Taysom Hill? He was pretty average from what I remember.
I haven't heard this kind of discord since we talked about shopping carts at Publix.
Taysom Hill's last season, which he was there for about 50 years, he completed 59.7% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. So
what are we doing?
I mean, it's not that. He's the backup quarterback. He's getting a lot of money to be the backup quarterback. Why are we so shocked?
He's a tight end. He's a tight end.
All right. CBS Sports.com.
Not according to Jamie Eisenberg.
Fair enough. Josh Appel, NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media. He will be on the call nationally for the Dolphins-Chiefs game coming up in a few weeks. Thank you, Josh.
Of course, anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!